Mystery surrounded an explosion in Russia's far north, which led to a spike in radiation in nearby towns. The Russians said only that a rocket had exploded, killing five scientists. Analysts think it may have been a Skyfall, a cruise missile powered by a tiny nuclear reactor that the Russians are developing.
Another huge weekend protest, this one the biggest yet, was held in Moscow in opposition to the authorities' decision to bar certain candidates from contesting elections to the city council. The demonstration had been authorised, but police still beat up many of those taking part.
John Bolton, Donald Trump's national security adviser, visited Boris Johnson, the new British Prime Minister, in London. Mr. Bolton held out the prospect of a quick trade deal, negotiated sector by sector to placate those worried by American designs on Britain's health service in the case of a no-deal Brexit. But a few days later, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Speaker of Congress, again scotched any hope of a deal if Britain reinstates border controls with Ireland post-Brexit. America's envoy to Afghanistan described the latest round of peace talks with the Taliban as productive. The talks, held in Qatar, ended without a deal by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. America is hoping to secure an agreement soon, ahead of a postponed presidential election in Afghanistan that is scheduled for September 28th. Ashraf Ghani, the Afghan president, this week rejected what he described as foreign interference in his country.
A communications blackout was still in force in most of Indian-administered Kashmir, following the government's decision to strip the region of its autonomy and split it into two territories that will in effect be controlled from Delhi. Sporadic protests broke out. The biggest took place in Srinagar, Kashmir's main city, where thousands of Muslims took to the streets after Friday prayers.
A former president of Kyrgyzstan, Almazbek Atambayev, was charged with collusion in the early release of a mafia boss. Mr. Atambayev has fallen out with his successor and former protege, Sooronbay Jeenbekov. Investigators say Mr. Atambayev could face other charges, including of murder, after a dramatic siege of his home left a police officer dead.
The Trump administration published a rule that would stop legal migrants from becoming permanent residents in America if they use public welfare programs such as food stamps. Migrants must already prove they will not rely on government assistance if they want to stay. The new rule specifies that receiving certain benefits will be a disqualifying factor. Ken Cuccinelli, who heads the immigration agency, said that America wants self-sufficient immigrants.
America's Attorney General William Barr ordered an inquiry into the suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Epstein, once a wealthy financier, was in jail awaiting trial for trafficking underage girls for sex.
The release of a film reportedly premised on a global elite who shoot deplorables, i.e. Trump supporters, for sport, was postponed in the wake of recent mass shootings. The Hunt is described as a satirical social thriller by Universal Pictures.